All right. So that was Rafael Sarnecki, Disappointed Fresh Peach from Climbing Trees. And let's see what we have to say about this one. This is also new. Polish-born, New York-based guitarist, Rafael Sarnecki. Ah, faces and embraces his fears on exhilarating new album. So, that particular song takes its title from an anecdote in Kenny Werner's influential book, Effortless Mastery. He says the dizzying hydrodynamics, there it is highlighted by a tug of war between Sarnecki and Stranahan. And let's see, who's playing in this CD? So it's a sextet with Lucas Pino, Bogna Kisinska, Glenn Zaleski, Rick Rosato, and Colin Stranahan. All right. This Sarnecki ventures far beyond the bebop and post-bop idioms of the past and into a freer, though still cordial, musical language that already shows originality and daring. That's from Howard Reich of the Chicago Tribune. Sarnecki is a composer with a skillful touch, a dramatic tension and pacing within his involved but highly melodic tunes. They're laden with dense arrangements, but the underpinning is a light touch of single-note guitar lines that vibe like a piano. That's written by Michael J. West, Washington City Paper. As a young child, Polish-born guitarist-composer Rafat Sarnecki suffered from an intense fear of heights and watched with envy as other kids climbed trees. Eventually, he gathered the courage to face his fears, ascending branch by branch until he reached the top. That early triumph was the first of several fears that Sarnecki faced down throughout his life, some of them directly impinging on his passion for music. Stage fright, most pointedly, but also a more nebulous trepidation about pushing his music to ever more challenging territory. On his latest album, Climbing Trees, Sarnecki celebrates the ability to overcome one's most deep-seated anxieties and the exhilaration that can come from these confrontations. He says, once I challenged myself to climb to the top of one tree, I felt an urge to climb a higher tree, Sarnecki recalls. The satisfaction from fighting the fear was very strong and addictive. This memory from childhood resembles many situations in my adult life. Very interesting. So the group is saxophonist Lucas Pino, vocalist Bogna Kisinka, pianist Glenn Zaleski, bassist Rick Rosato, and drummer Colin Stranahan. All right, so that's... Let's see, before that we had Ian Incerto Jazz Orchestra. And this is featuring John Fedcock, George Garzone, and Sean Jones. Oh, looks like I got the wrong. And it probably won't let me go back to correct it. Oh, I hate this software program. Makes me crazy. It doesn't let you go back and correct anything. All right, so you have to get it right the first time. So this is Boston's creatively charged Ian Incerto Jazz Orchestra. This is their first a new album in a decade, featuring guest stars Sean Jones, George Garzone, John Fedcock, Chalk, and this was a release from last year on Summit Records. So, it's in many ways Incerto conceived Rabbit Hole to showcase their three special guests, trumpet star Sean Jones, tenor sax great George Garzone, and trombonist John Fedcock. All right, and she attended Los Medanos College respected jazz program for several years and then transferred to Cal State Hayward, now Cal State East Bay. Anyway, so before that, Rebecca Dumaine and the Dave Miller Combo, Just the Two of Us is the song. It's a Bill Withers composition. Shay New is the release, and her father is the Dave Miller part of it. So she's doing this with her father. She was raised in San Francisco Bay Area. Her father, Dave Miller, has led his trio since the 1970s. Her first career was an actress on stage in New York City and regionally, as well as in commercials and voiceovers. But she found she preferred singing jazz over musical theater. Moved back to Northern California in 2010. Worked regularly with her father's trio, including four CDs. And now she digs into the meanings behind the lyrics. Okay, so that's that. Let's see, before that, I think Sharon, Wendy Robertson, we danced. Okay, so I think we're all caught up with that. So, this is an article from the Jewish Telegraphic Agency, July 9th, so that's yesterday. The article is, Three Lawmakers Leave British Labour Party Over Anti-Semitism. David Treisman, shown in 2010, was formerly the UK's Undersecretary of State for Innovation. He was one of three members of the House of Lords to leave the Labour Party. Three lawmakers in the upper house of the British Parliament left the Labour Party over its spiraling anti-Semitism problem. David Treisman and Leslie Arnold Turnberg, who are Jewish, and Ara Darzi, who is not, announced their resignation on Tuesday. They will stay on as independents in the House of Lords. The party was no longer a, quote, safe environment for Jewish people, Treisman wrote in his resignation letter, which came amid growing conflict inside Labour over external scrutiny of the proliferation of anti-Semitic hate in the party's ranks. My sad conclusion is that the Labour Party is very plainly institutionally anti-Semitic, he said. Turnberg referenced party leader Jeremy Corbyn directly in his letter. Corbyn and his circle are anti-Semitic, having never once made the right judgment call about an issue reflecting deep prejudice, Turnberg wrote. Anti-Semites were shielded, quote-unquote, while serious party members are thrown out unceremoniously, he said. The experience of life in the party has become sickening. As an Armenian survivor of the Armenian genocide, wrote Darzi in his resignation letter, he has no tolerance for any discrimination against religion or race. Treisman is a banker who was formerly the UK's Undersecretary of State for Innovation, Universities, and Skills. Turnberg and Darzi are both doctors. Labour, under Jeremy Corbyn, a far-left politician who was elected its leader in 2015, is under investigation by the Equality and Human Rights Commission, the British government's watchdog on racism, for its handling of thousands of complaints and incidents involving hate speech, and in some cases, hate crimes. Hundreds of Labour members, including some 20 lawmakers, have left Labour over what they called tolerance of anti-Semitism. Labour currently holds about a quarter of the House of Lords, 778 seats. Corbyn's supporters have dismissed the charges and allegations that the problem owes to Corbyn's anti-Israel stance. In 2009, he called Hezbollah and Hamas his friends, adding that Hamas is an organization that is dedicated towards the good of the Palestinian people and bringing about peace and social justice. Oy. Among his prominent critics in Labour was Luciana Berger, a Jewish politician from Leeds, who left Labour over anti-Semitism in February and joined the centrist group Change UK. Berger has since left the group amid policy disagreements and serves as an independent lawmaker in the House of Commons. It's by C-N-A-N. Snan Lipschitz wrote this. So, I think all right, we'll go back to some music. Hope everybody is staying hydrated out there. It's pretty warm. And let's get some more music here. This is something called Persistent Fancy. Trying to play a lot of these new ones. So, I hate it when they don't give you the times. Let's see if it does it on here. I mean, a DJ has enough to do without having to look through the times. All right, let's see. How about we'll do the title cut. Oops. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This message brought to you by U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, and the Ad Council. Yeah, ask questions. Don't just sit back and assume that they know what they're doing. That's very important. right. Only Love. That was Neshama Karlbach on her new CD, Believe. And I love it. I think it's quite delicious. So where do we want to go now? Let's go to Help Is On The Way. My dear friend, Laser Lloyd, is coming up here. And let's do the first one. Let's see.
Until the end of time. Until I first met you, I was lonesome. But when you came inside, dear, my heart grew light, and this whole world seemed new to me. You really swell, I have to admit you deserve expressions that really fit you. And so I wrap my brain, hoping to explain all the things that you do to me. A mere mist of shame, but let me explain. Shame meets your friend. A mere
Sweet hush, now don't explain.
my life. It's yours, love. Don't explain.
Don't explain. Oh, that's so sweet. Simone Dinnerstein on the keyboards and Tiff Merritt in the vocals. It's a Billie Holiday tune with a Nina Simone arrangement. And the release is called Night. Just beautiful. Ezekiel's Wheels, the Klezmer Band. Street Tunes is the song and Transported is the new CD. Zamir Karel of Boston before that, off there from Boston to Berlin. And it's by Mir Bistu Shane. Shlomit and Rebbe Sol from the Seal of Solomon, two sons. And Laser Lloyd, Help is on the Way is the CD. Stay With Me, Woman is the selection. Neshama Karlbach before that, her new CD, Believe. And the song is Only Love. And I think that brings us to where we're going to bow out with one more song, which is a Daniel Gill composition, Adir Bemelucha, off of his CD, The Mystical Awakening. I've enjoyed being with you. I hope you're having a lovely, lovely day. And see you next week. Don't be late.